The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends. This is Thursday. It's the 4th of July, and we're glad you're with us. Hope you'll stick around tonight. You know, everybody will be out looking at fireworks up into the sky, gazing at the stars and all the beautiful explosions. Well, you might be looking for some other things up there, too. You never know what you might see tonight. We're going to talk, our top deals with that. We have Bill Wickersham with us, and of course, Bill is the UFO guy. Good to have you here,
Thank
Bill.
You.
Tonight's a perfect evening. Everybody's outside. You look up to the sky, and there are a lot of things up there that can't be explained. I was telling you before we came on, I like to sit outside in the summertime, and I live out in the country and turn all the lights off, the porch lights off, the lights off in the house, and just sit in a recliner, looking up at the sky with binoculars. And this actually happened, and I've seen this happen several times. I'm watching what I thought was a satellite, a light going across the sky. I'm looking at it through binoculars. It stops, and then it starts making erratic moves up in the sky and whoosh, goes off in the same direction that it came. Now, I couldn't explain what that was, so I say it's an unidentified flying object. But is it something from our Earth, or is it something from out there?
Well, my part of this topic that I deal with and that my co-author and I are dealing with right now has to do with really the reality of UFOs as cited by very credible people, meaning military folks, government officials, the governor of Arizona, for instance, astronaut Edgar Mitchell.
Airline pilot.
Airline pilot Spector, about 3,400 of those who we have data on, as to what they experience with unidentified flying objects that do not behave like any aircraft that we know. They stop on a dime, they cut corners, they go straight up, they go thousands of miles an hour. And there have been a couple of, at least one recent, really good assessment of how fast those things go. But as to what they are, where they come from, I don't know that. There are people who say they do. All I know is that there are such devices. There have been millions of sightings worldwide. I have three books in my briefcase that give hundreds of very, very credible statements on that. I know for a fact, because I've dealt with some of the primary sources, like J. Allen Hynek, the Air Force's primary scientific advisor for Project Blue Book. Some of us spent an afternoon with Hynek. He told us the same things he's saying in his book, that they are real, that the Air Force did lie to us, and that the government has covered it up. So reality, cover-up, and some of us, and I'm one of the little guys in this, but the people in Washington and others are calling for disclosure. That's about as far as I can go. There are people, I've talked with people who claim to have been abducted, very bright people. I did in Arizona at a meeting recently. I mean, by all measures, when you talk to these folks, they're just as sane as anybody else. When psychiatrists have used the MMPI, Minnesota Multiphasic Personality Inventory, they get no significant differences in most of the people who are experiencers. So one of two things. These folks actually are experiencing this, or we've got some kind of mass hallucination or psychosis, both of which are very researchable problems, and I would like to see research.
Okay. What do you see happening in the future, in the near future and the distant future? Do you think that this topic will ever be discussed by the mainstream media?
I don't know. There recently was a press conference at the National, not press conference, a citizen hearing at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. 5 days, 40 witnesses of top drawer folks, military, former Minister of Defense of Canada, Paul Hellyer, folks like that who testified for 30 hours. It was live streamed in five languages.
They testified to who?
They testified to six former members of Congress. The meeting was chaired by Senator Mike Gravel, former Senator Mike Gravel. Congresswoman Woolsey of California was there. Congresswoman Kirkpatrick, I believe Representative Merrill, Republican, former rep from Maryland. So there were six of those folks who heard this testimony. But back to your point, people who put this on had hoped that the major press would come and pay attention.
They didn't.
The New York Times had one little article. They don't send a person to really listen to the whole meeting. For the second time in a meeting like this, the Washington Post sent their humor writer. When they did it before, I called the guy when there was another press conference like this in 2010, and I asked him, I said, you know, Mr. Kelly, his name's John Kelly, and he's a good writer, humor writer. Why in the world did you go to this meeting? He said, well, they sent me. I said, do you know anything about the subject? No. Did you stay to hear all the time? No. And so here we go.
Yeah. Well, if this kind of perks your interest and you want more information, you can simply Google any of these topics that we're talking about. Right? And the thing is, you know, sometimes when you Google something, you get some pretty far-fetched information.
The problem always is sorting wheat from chaff. I'm going to say this. If people want to call me, my phone number is 817-1512. If you will send me your email address, I will send you a list of both DVDs that you can Google word for word and a list of resources that is quite lengthy, but I think people would find interesting.
The other thing that I asked you earlier, I said, what would happen if something would come to light worldwide? How would this affect our religion? And you said, Google Vatican UFO Daniel Sheehan.
Yes.
And there is a lot of information about how
you'll
the Vatican
You'll find a menu
is,
of quite a few.
Of how the Vatican
That's
is
right.
dealing with this.
There will be historical information with Monsignor Corrado Balducci, who started the UFO effort at the Vatican, which had to have the blessing of the Pope. And now it's Monsignor Fuentes.
Okay. We're out of time, Bill. We can go on and on and on, but we are out of time for today. Thank you so much, sir, for coming by. Happy 4th of July. And when you're out watching fireworks tonight, look up in the sky a little bit after the fireworks have finished exploding. Maybe you'll see something. Tomorrow, State Historical Society, our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director today is Rachel Gangware, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Happy 4th of July to you. Be careful. If you're lighting those fireworks, you can't do it inside the city limits. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.